I'm Liam Connors with VPR News. With less than 24 hours until the New Hampshire primary, presidential candidates are ramping up their public appearances, trying to get last-minute FaceTime with voters. And while Texas Senator Ted Cruz won the Iowa caucuses on the Republican side, he's polling behind Donald Trump in New Hampshire. And as VPR's Annie Russell reports, it's not clear how his religious campaign style will resonate with Granite State voters.
At the Tuckaway Tavern in Raymond, New Hampshire, about 50 Cruz supporters crowd into an event space at the back of the bustling restaurant and butcher shop. At least 100 more stand outside the room, hoping to hear Cruz speak. The event begins with local Republicans leading the crowd in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
For Cruz's part, he pledged to reform the economy for much of the speech. He said he plans to enact a flat tax of 10% and to eliminate the IRS. When Cruz did mention religion, two protesters holding cardboard crosses staged a faux exorcism, which got a reaction out of both the crowd and Cruz.
You know, the very odd thing, usually lefties don't believe in God.
Dan Hosick does believe in God. He's among a group of his classmates from Raymond High School sitting near the back of the room. They made it to the rally after school was let out early because of snow. He's 18 and he's taking a political science class this year. Even though his parents are supporting Marco Rubio, Hosick has decided on Ted Cruz. Hosick came to the rally in a gray army t-shirt, jeans, and boots. A silver cross dangles around his neck, but he says his Catholic faith isn't his primary concern when it comes to politics.
What his religious views don't really bother me too much. Whatever he wants to do, that's him. That's not really what I'm trying to focus on. I agree with him, but I mean, I don't really think that's super crucial to his campaign.
He's not the only one. According to a 2014 Gallup poll, New Hampshire is the second least religious state in the nation. The first, by the way, is Vermont. While Ted Cruz is known for quoting scripture and appealing to social conservatism, it's not yet clear how New Hampshire voters will react to Cruz's religious messages on primary day. Dr. Randall Balmer is the chair of the Department of Religion at Dartmouth College. He says he doesn't expect religion to weigh heavily on the minds of voters tomorrow.
I think religion will not play a huge role in the New Hampshire primary. I think that the population of evangelicals or those who would identify with the religious right probably is not significant enough to sway the election one way or the other.
At a different Cruz rally last week in Henniker, New Hampshire, Jessica Place noted that she's agnostic. She was curious about Cruz, but noticed a theme in his victory speech after winning the Iowa caucuses.
He made a lot of comments about, you know, God bless us all, etc. I want to see if he has the same approach in New Hampshire.
Back in Raymond, Cruz brought up Ronald Reagan as much as he did the teachings of Jesus Christ. He compared President Obama to Jimmy Carter and quoted the Bible verse from the page where Reagan placed his hand during his inauguration. But Dr. Randall Balmer says that in his view, the most religious candidate in the 2016 presidential race might be the one who speaks about religion the least.
My sense in surveying the presidential scene in 2016 is that Bernie Sanders is arguably the most religious candidate running for president. What I mean by that is that he brings to the campaign trail both the passion and the conviction that reminds me very much of the Hebrew prophets in the Hebrew Bible or the Old Testament.
As for Cruz, he ended his rally in Raymond, New Hampshire, by asking the crowd to do one last thing for their country: pray. For VPR News, I'm Annie Russell in New Hampshire.